Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta. Mayor Rose.
Here. In your package today, we have the regular minutes for the meeting of January 8, 2018. And we didn't get any changes that I'm aware of from our committee meeting. So with that, do I have a motion to approve our meeting minutes from January 8th?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Niesler. Any comment from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. We'll move on to committee reports. Public Works Committee, consider resolution supporting use of St. Francis Street as a corridor for Joliet Trail. In your package, we have resolution number one of 2018. We discussed this at our committee meeting. We invited the St. Francis Street residents to come and give us their opinion on possibly putting sidewalks in on St. Francis Street. I guess I need to read this for the record, huh? Resolution by the Town of Brule to explore the feasibility of use of St. Francis Street as a corridor for Joliet Trail. Whereas the West Baton Rouge Parish government in coordination with the Town of Brule has applied and successfully been awarded funding approval by the State of Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Program for the Joliet Trail that is intended to provide pedestrian and bicycle connectivity between Alexander Park and the Mississippi River Levee Trail in the Town of Brule. And whereas the original application provided for pedestrian and bicycle improvements largely along the Main Street corridor in the Town of Brule, and whereas upon further review, it is noted that pedestrian and bicycle connectivity is already in existence along the Main Street corridor in the Town of Brule, and whereas the State of Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Program has pre-approved a potential St. Francis Street corridor as a viable project alternative to the original Main Street concept, whereas other local corridors in the Town of Brule, such as East St. Francis Street Corridor, do not have pedestrian and bicycle connectivity, and the addition of such pedestrian and bicycle connectivity to the East St. Francis Street Corridor would also serve to connect Alexander Park with the Levee Trail. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Town of Brule hereby requests that the West Baton Rouge Parish Government, through its engineers, designers, and surveyors, explore the feasibility of a St. Francis Street corridor pedestrian and bicycle improvement as the primary pedestrian and bicycle connectivity proposal for the Joliet Trail that is intended to provide pedestrian and bicycle connectivity between Alexander Park and the Mississippi River Levee Trail in the Town of Brule, with a secondary option of the originally applied for Main Street corridor improvements in the event that the St. Francis Street option should be deemed not feasible for engineering and or financial reasons. We discussed this, and they're going to look at both of them to see what's more feasible for this project for the Joliet Trail. And since we don't have any on St. Francis Street, we thought it'd be a good idea to look at that. So the surveyors are going to look at that for us. Kevin, on behalf of the parish, Kevin Durbin asked us to approve a resolution as such. So we discussed it last week, and we had a lot of positive response about it. So
the way it's worded, Mayor, if they should some reason go back to the Main Street, we will not need a correct?
No.
Yeah.
No, this, yeah. And this is another thing, too, with the whole levee project, that I think they're doing this, try to get some citizens involved and get the municipalities involved to get approval from everybody before they go ahead with the project.
And we really didn't have any negative comments last week. We just had concerns about living.
So with that, do I have a motion to consider this resolution?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Niesler.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? We don't need roll call on that, huh? All right, so all those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Planning and zoning, I don't see anything here. Finance committee, You have in your package a budget to actual comparison statement we give to you every month in our meeting. I think everything's in line. We have a couple things out of line. One of them is the money we spent for the property. But we'll do a budget adjustment on that. We had voted on that a while back. I will meet with department heads this week. We're at a six-month point, so we're going to meet on finances, make sure everybody's right on the budget. I invited the chief today, so we'll probably get him involved too, and start kind of looking at planning for next year's budget. So just jotting things down. So if you guys come up with anything in the next 6 months, what are you thinking about for next budget? We kind of want to be prepared a little bit. So, questions on finance? Next up, personnel. Considering hiring traffic clerk for our open position. We made an offer to Brandy Davis, and she accepted the offer. She'll start at March 1st, Blaine? She'll start at March 1st at $15 an hour, correct?
Yes.
So we made her an offer, and she accepted. After interviewing, will we interview Ms.
Seven?
Ten?
Six or seven.
And we probably had 50 applicants. We had a long day of interviewing, but they all went well.
And, what's her name again?
Brandy Davis. That's correct, right, Davis?
Is she from Brulee?
No, she's actually from Baton Rouge.
She works in Brulee.
She works in Brulee now.
I move that.
Okay, we got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to hire Brandy Davis at $15 an hour to replace our traffic clerk. Have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from? Only comment I have is thanks to Ms. Bourgeois and Blaine for helping in the interview process. That made it go really well to have extra questions from extra people.
Every person we interviewed had some traffic or background or banking background. That's why they
Yep. All right. So we have a motion and a second for hiring Brandy Davis. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. So Davis will start March 1st. Recreation Committee, I don't have anything. Police Committee, I don't know. Governmental Affairs Committee, Ms. Bourgeois?
Yeah, we reviewed these last week. We have the applications for landmark plaques. You saw the picture last week. In the interest of getting everybody where they want to be on time, the properties, this is a former home of Hubbard and Cecil Phoebe on Main Street at St. Luke. And Susan Thomas owns that property now. Okay, Blaine, go to the next one. We'll go to the next one. I'm going to talk about that over. Thank you. This house in West Main Street, the picture has not been updated. It was built as a duplex, but it's now a single-family residence, and Todd and Sonia LeRae own that on West Main Street. And the last one, Todd and Sonia LeRae also own this on North LeBeau, and that was the former home of Brantley and Ida Lee LeRae. So all three of those are more than 50 years old. So I move that we accept the recommendation to award landmark plaques.
Okay, Ms. Bourgeois made a recommendation. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, consider vetoed ordinances. We don't have any. Hearing and final action on ordinances. We don't have any. Anybody have introduction of ordinance? Anybody? Resolutions, commendations? We have one resolution. Police Department report.
Good evening. For the month of January, we had 8 alarm calls, 7 warrant arrests. We assisted other agencies 3 times. That 0 for drug reports is actually supposed to be at 2. My apologies. 10 miscellaneous complaints. 2, yes ma'am. 2 drug arrests. 5 disturbances, 4 public assists, 11 tows for no insurance, 6 accidents, 3 suspicious persons or vehicles, 3 medicals, 3 unlocks, 5 traffic complaints, 2 fire calls, and 1 harassing phone calls. 71 total complaints for the month, 209 total citations, 300 total violations. And we were lucky enough, I know if y'all have heard, but the rest of the parish has really suffered with a lot of vehicle break-ins. We were fortunate enough to keep up our patrols. We did not have one.
Correspondence, I don't think we have anything. Mayor's report, I don't have anything. I talked about a few things last week. I don't have any remarks of personal privilege.
I have two that were not on the agenda. We checked with the fire district, and they have ordered 200 more smoke detectors because they'd given out all the ones they had on hand. So we asked them to let us know when their new supply arrives so that we can try to make them available to people in our town that might need a smoke detector. So we're waiting to hear from that. And also, we have an Arbor Day ceremony on February 28th at 1 p.m. And we're planting some trees at Alexander Park, weather permitting. Weather is not favorable, we'll just meet here in the town hall. February, Alexander Park.
Right.
February 1 p.m.
Yeah, and as we get the applications for the smoke alarms, we'll on Facebook. We'll publicize it to how to go about getting. Anybody else? Remarks of personal privilege? Anybody? All right, announcements. The town hall will be closed tomorrow, February 13th, 2018, for Mardi Gras. Planning and zoning meeting will be held February 28th, 2018. I have a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Reshort. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ayes have it.
Meet the
good luck. Thank you.
We'll catch you in the
game
or whatever.
Be careful.
Oh, I hope that I'm not going to catch any of you. I don't know.